Hammer Time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, Western New York. Happy 4th of July. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Celebrating 30 years on the radio in Buffalo, it's the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN with Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez in studio with you at 803-0930. As the rain comes down this Saturday morning, anything around the house that needs my attention, give us a call right now here on WBEN, 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at *930. Text me at 30930. Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, starts the 2019 Clarence Summer Concert Series in the Clarence Town Park. I will be serving as your MC, and we are introducing to you for the first time a brand new conductor, R.E.A. Lipsky, our longtime conductor of the orchestra, having some kind of issues with his health involving his neck, which prevents him from being able to raise his arms, I would think. So we were on the hunt for a new conductor, and we found one. He was in the back row. His name is Nick Del Bello. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Dominic.
Thanks for coming in.
Glad to be here.
And we're excited about launching the season tomorrow. I met when I said you were in the back row is because you were a part of the orchestra for many years.
That's right. I was a member of the trumpet section for the last few seasons. So, yeah, we sit in the back row. Right. So you may not have seen me, but I was there.
Well, you're part of the fanfare at the end of intermission.
That's right. We get to basically decide when the second half of the concert starts. When we play the fanfare, that's intermission's over.
So we're excited to have you being part of this season coming up. And a little preview as to what to expect. We're going to be getting into that with Soufei. But let's talk a little bit about you, your background. You are an educator in the Waynesville school system.
Yeah, that's right. I've been in Williamsville for 3 school years now. I teach actually at all 3 of the high schools, and I travel between all 3 of them every day. And I teach exclusively music theory courses. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's great. I really enjoy it there.
So I walk those halls too, you know.
Yeah, that's right. I see your picture on the esteemed Wall of Fame at South High School every day.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened, but it's there. Yeah, from 1970 to 1974. And what's interesting, the Waynesville South looks the same as when I was there in those days, and it was old looking then. it was a great old time looking school.
Yeah, it's the most traditional of the 3 buildings.
Good choice of words.
You know, which is I get to see all 3 of them. Mm-hmm. They just all have a different kind of vibe to them.
Yeah, but exactly.
South is a very traditional looking building.
Yeah. So you're involved with the music program at all the Waynesville schools, and I imagine you're involved with helping them build their music curriculum, and of course the musicals.
Right, yeah. Each high school there does a full-fledged musical in the spring. And so, I was in the pit for one of them a few years ago. And so they're, you know, as close to professional quality, I think, as you can get out of high school musicians. They're really fantastic.
So I'm sure you've been asked this already. Big shoes to fill. How do you feel about that?
I'm excited. And having played under R.E.A. before, you know, I know what to expect when we show up for rehearsal tomorrow afternoon. You know, it's all just the top-tier professional musicians from all around town that come together for these 4 Sundays. And so I know what they expect of the conductor because I've been sitting back there expecting that myself.
That's
for the
good.
Last few years.
It's all, we always like to recruit from within, you know, at our construction company. So there's a good example of that happening here with you stepping in to the conductor role. We'll be doing a little pre-concert interview with Nick starting at about 7:10 tomorrow at the park. So you're welcome to come by and learn more about Nick and about the program. And speaking of which, Soufei's here to tell us what to expect this season starting tomorrow, July 7th, with America the Beautiful.
Oh, it's going to be a wonderful program. First of all, bring your chair, bring your blankets, bring your kids. It's just such a wonderful program, and it's just made for the community. So the program was picked so that I don't think there's any piece on there that you haven't heard before at some time, and it's just going to be warm and heart-filling. And because Nick's conducting it, it's going to be wonderful, of course. And as he said, they're professional musicians, mm-hmm. So it just works out so well. There are the next programs. There's one called Across the Pond. It's got a lot of English music in it. An extraordinary violinist. We've got the Clarence High School band and their alumni that come, and that's not on a Sunday, it's coming up. And we've got, oh, it does say it shouldn't.
Yeah, there's a typo.
Oh, dear, there is a big typo. Oh, well.
I think those dates are transposed.
Are transposed.
We'll
won't discuss it because there it is. Nobody else is seeing it but us.
But the 7th is tomorrow, America Beautiful. The 18th. The 14th of July is across the pond.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And then, so every Sunday is something. The next one's Disney Magic. Then we have Broadway Tonight on the last one. And finally, in August, we have Dancing Under the Stars with the Buffalo Jazz and Swing Band. So we really try to address everybody's interests. I think you would have a hard time finding anybody who wouldn't enjoy one of these concerts.
Yeah, and if you're a person that's never been to an orchestra concert before or thinks that like this type of music or, you know, classical music is not for you, these are the perfect types of concerts to get yourself, to dip your toe in the water.
Yeah,
yeah, right. Tomorrow in our America the Beautiful program, the two kind of like anchor pieces in the first half, we have a piece called Lincoln Portrait, which was written by Aaron Copland. And it's a piece for orchestra that makes use of a narrator reading a text by Abraham Lincoln from his speeches and writings. So it's the words of Lincoln put over this, you know, uniquely American music. It's a really powerful thing. And then in the second half, a snippet of the Tchaikovsky's 1812 overture, which everybody loves on a summertime.
What would 4th of July be without that?
Right.
So we invite you to come out to the Clarencetown Park at 10,405 Main Street, the Clarencetown Park, 6 miles east of Transit Road. The concerts start at 7. The pre-events with Nick and I start about 10 minutes of 7, so you're welcome to witness that little interview. And we are free and open to everyone. Bring your lawn chair, as Sue Fay said. And these are paid professionals, so we do look for your support with a kind donation at intermission time. Any amount will do to help sustain this wonderful organization that's enabled you to see free concert level performances for 61 years in the Clarencetown Park. So we're excited about the new season. We're excited about our new conductor, Nick Del Bello, and we're looking forward to seeing both of you tomorrow.
Thanks, Dominic. Thanks. We'll see you there.
Okay. Have a great Saturday. As we talk about things that are coming up today, when we come back, we'll speak with Jean O'Connell, and she is waiting to talk to me about the Clarence Hollow Fest that's going on today, the closing day. So we'll talk to her when we come back. In the meantime, I want to tell you that before you pick up the hammer and before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Cortez, your man for home improvement. Before we talk to you, we need to talk to Richard Greco, the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank there on Main Street in Snyder. And happy 4th of July holiday to you, Richard.
And right back at you, Dominic. And as I was listening to the gentleman speak about your Clarence Symphony, we're fortunate here in Western New York to have so many towns that have them. We have one, as you know, here in Amherst, too. So we're really fortunate to be able to take advantage of such wonderful opportunities to listen to such wonderful music and many times free. So, and I marked those dates down, so I think I'll be taking my wife out to listen to one of those concerts.
Well, very nice. We look forward to seeing you. We are excited about Lakeshore Savings Bank and all that it does for our community here in Western New York, including unbelievable rates and a wonderful new checking account program. Tell us about that.
Yes. We just started it on July 1st, and it's going to run through August 23rd. If anyone from the Western New York area doesn't have a Lakeshore Savings account, primarily our Plus account, which normally comes with a $6 fee, we're waiving that for the next 12 months. And with that comes some wonderful benefits: cell phone insurance protection, identity theft and fraud protection, travel accident insurance, life insurance, health savings card, roadside assistance, and Bazing, which is a app you can download and take advantage of coupons and discounts at small local businesses as well as national retailers. And I do believe you have some offers on the site. And all of that is valued at over $13,000 free that comes with this checking account, again, running from July 1st to August 23rd with no fees attached.
There you go.
Full program for the summer.
Okay. So tell us the phone number there at the Snyder branch.
Yes, 898-2101, 898-2101. Can also go on the website and look up the information, too, at www.lakeshoresavings.com. And stop into any one of our 11 branches across Chautauqua and Erie County, and any one of us, branch managers, or teammates of us at these branches will be glad to answer and help anyone across Western New York.
Okay, very good, Richard. Thanks for calling in. For 128 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Hi, I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. You'll fall in love with our new movie seat. Our American-made single or two-person movie seat comes with or without a console and lots of extra power, like power rocking, power lumbar, power recliner, and power headrest. And no matter what your home looks like, we can build a movie seat to match with 700 fabric choices to fit your taste. At the end of the day, our customers say you'll never watch a movie in more comfort than you will in our new movie seat. Town & Country price matches Amazon every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Delivery is free, and make sure to check out our brand new website. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
I've got a great idea for you folks to add instant charm and appeal to your backyard with a welcoming fire pit from Unilock. Each fire pit kit has everything you need and easy to put together, and a variety of stone options to match your patio that you might have already. Whether you're building a new patio or adding to an existing one, this sunset fire pit will be the ultimate gathering spot. Head into Scranton Surrey Builders or United Materials on Young Street in Tonawanda. Scranton's, of course, is on Walden, not too far from Transit. And check out the Unilock product line that'll help you design the optimum fire pit for your backyard. You can either go with wood-burning fire pit, or you can have all the connections available to you right there to for gas, to make it a gas fire pit with all the burning stones that you need too. It's all in one place, and it's all at Scranton Surrey Builders on Walden Avenue, east of Transit Road in Depew, or to go to United Materials on Young Street, not too far from the 290 there in Tonawanda. You could check out the different styles of fire pits available by going to unilock.com or to go to unitedmaterialsllc.com. They want to be your one-stop supplier of construction materials. Build your own fire pit by heading to Scranton Surrey Builders or United Materials today. A one-stop supplier of construction materials. Stop in, tell them Dominic sent you, and remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hi, this is Andy Beach. Climbing up a ladder? Cleaning out debris from your gutter? That's a job nobody likes to do. That's why you need a LeafGuard gutter system from LeafGuard of Lake Erie. The LeafGuard gutter system will eliminate the need for you to go up and clean your gutters out from the roof. You'll never have to worry about that again. Water damage to your home? Forget it. It's a thing of the past. LeafGuard keeps your gutters running flawlessly and is 100% guaranteed not to clog. It even includes a lifetime warranty for snow and ice. LeafGuard will never pull away or come down from your house. If it does, they'll come out to fix or replace it for free for as long as you own your home. Right now, in honor of their 20th anniversary, customers will receive 20% off a LeafGuard gutter system, minimum of 75 feet of gutter, and no other offers or discounts are included. Call LeafGuard today for a free in-home estimate, 695-1010, online at sandybeachleafguard.com, and tell them Sandy Beach sent you.
We always look at buying what we need in the construction season when we need it, but it's usually better to do it counter season, like maybe look for an air conditioner in the wintertime, that kind of thing. Well, right now, folks, I can send you to Ava, and you might wait till the fall right now. They're pretty booked up for roofing replacements, but they're worth the wait because they are the best roofer in town. They're fully insured. They have the right insurance, too, which is important to point out. They're insured to do roofing, and they're licensed as well. And you'll get a written proposal. They'll live by their price, and they'll run the job properly. They'll keep the job site looking clean and neat, and they'll do the job thoroughly and completely. Here's the number, 990-4793. That's 990-4793. Call them today and they'll schedule you in for a free estimate. As I say, you may have to wait a little bit right now because of the backlog, but they'll get you on the schedule and get you done before the winter. AvaRoofing.com, Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. Oh, and remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the
flow. 10:21 is the time on Hammer Time Radio. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And how are you? 803-0930 is the number for you to dial this Saturday morning here on WBN. Before we take your calls, hang on the line if you're waiting. We'll be getting to you in just a little bit. But we'll squeeze in a quick hello with Gene O'Connell, president of the Clarence Hollow Association. The last day, the closing day of the 7th Clarence Hollow Fest. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning. How are you, Dominic?
Good. Thanks. Thanks for calling in. It is raining now, but the rain's supposed to move out of the way in time for our noon start today.
Right. It's going to keep on moving right over to Batavia, I hope.
There you go. We've got rides. We've got all-day attractions. And we've got a big event tonight with the band called
Nerds Gone Wild.
Yep, very famous local band, and they're starting at 7 p.m. today. Chevetta's Barbecue, too, right? 3 to 7.
Correct. This is the first year that we've had them, so we're happy to have them come and support our event.
Okay, that's $11 for a complete chicken dinner, and the rides, again, for the kids, an all-day pass, I believe it's $25 for a wristband.
No, it's $20.
$20, there you go. We discounted it just for you. And we've got a lot of games to play. And there's other attractions, too, like the petting zoo.
Correct. The petting zoo runs this afternoon. And also, starting at 12, we have our touch-a-truck event, which runs for 3 hours. So everyone gets to go in for $5 and touch all the trucks, climb all over them.
And for the first time, we are having... Get ready for this, folks. A donut eating contest. That's right. Paula's Donuts, our friends the Hubers, donated a whole bunch of donuts. And we are going to try this. I hope nobody gets hurt.
Right. That's our goal, to make it fun.
And that's going to be at 1 o'clock this afternoon. If you are a donut aficionado, or you just like to eat donuts, then come down to the Clarence Town Park at 1 o'clock this afternoon for our donut eating contest. $250 prize.
Right.
And there's no cost to enter, and you can be a part of Clarence Hollow Fest history by being our first winner of our donut eating contest, the first ever. Okay, so Gene, we're looking forward to seeing you a little bit later today, and the donut eating contest at 1 o'clock, as I said, and all-day events scheduled for the last day of Hollowfest on Main Street. The same park that the concert is in tomorrow is where the Hollowfest is. Yep, it's a multi-purpose park. We love our park, don't we, Gene?
We do. It's the most beautiful park probably in Erie County.
There you go. Okay, Gene O'Connell, president of the Hollow Association, the Hollowfest running today. Till 11 o'clock tonight, starting at noon. So we'll see you a little bit.
Okay.
All right. 803-0930. That's the number for you here on WBN as we move along to our callers. Starting in Wheatfield with Michael. Good morning, Mike. You are on WBN. Good morning and happy 4th of July.
Good morning. Thank you. Yeah. I replaced the valve in the shower, actually the knob. It's a single knob. You pull it out for the water flows and push it in, you know, it stops.
Yes.
And, you know, I turned the water on, but it was in, and it wouldn't stop. So, I turned the main, because that valve to or pipe, I turned the main valve off again. I went to a big box store. I thought I'd just get a 1-inch cap to put on, you know, screw the shower head, you know, spray off and screw it in there. And the associate at the big box store said, well, if you do that, you're going to wreck the valve. Now, is that true? The back pressure is going to flow? You know, I was just buying time until I could call a plumber because this happened during the weekend.
So what style faucet is it? Is it a cartridge style?
Well, it's Mohan.
Mohan, okay. So it's a cartridge style. You pulled the cartridge out, and that's what you went to get replaced?
Well, you turned it left for hot, right for cold. And,
yes.
But the question is, if you screw a cap on the top, like you can buy a 1-inch cap, costs like $1. And, you know, until I can get the plumber in, would that damage the valve?
No.
The backflow will push.
No. I don't see that happening.
I mean, and the pressure's in there all the time.
Right. Yeah. No, I think you're fine. I think that if you use the right size screw into the head receiving the screw, it doesn't really matter as long as it fits into that screw head. It really doesn't matter what you screw into it.
Well, you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, you want to put a temporary handle to be able to work the valve.
No, not a temporary handle. Where the water comes out of the shower on top.
Uh-huh.
And the water's left on, because that's so I can use the water in the rest of the house and not worry about have the shower keep running when it's on. I screw the one-inch cap on the spout on top.
Oh, you mean you want to shut off the shower head?
Yes, yes.
So you just want to cap the shower head?
Cap the
shower. Yeah, no, not a problem.
I mean, because maybe that, I don't know what that person was thinking, that because that pressure's in there all the
time. The pressure's in the line all the time, that's right. And if you're diverting the water to the shower head, you know, and it's capped, it's not a problem. It'll just stop the water with the cap.
Turns out, right, what you mentioned was the problem with, well, you get universal replacements because it's like 34 years old, but there's a separate piece. The screw wasn't long enough.
Right. So what problem are you having with the shower valve? Is it not turning hot to cold?
No. Like I said, it's fixed now, but the problem was when it was in, it should be stopped. You push it in, it should stop. No water should come out.
Oh, okay. I see now.
And it kept coming out. In other words, something was...
So it wasn't seating. Yes. So that means the cartridge was defective.
But the main problem is like something like this happens again, you know, for anyone that's interested.
You can cap the water. You're right.
You don't want to turn the whole water off in the whole house because you can't get a plumber in within a couple of hours usually.
You can always work right at the fixture, and as long as it's secure, you don't have to worry about the water pressure. You're right.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Mike hangs up. That opens up a line for you here on WBEN. You know the number. It's 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls, it's star 930. Text me at 30930. A texter writes, "Hi, Dominic. My 60-year-old detached two-car garage is now leaning to one side, but otherwise in good condition. Do you have experience with structure straightening and bracing? And if so, could someone take a look and provide me an estimate? Thank you, Tom from Tonawanda." Yes, the problem here is with the fact that the bottom plate has probably suffered through some moisture absorption and rotting as a result of that. That will lead to the structure leaning. It would have to be braced and raised and the lumber replaced and possibly set back down at a higher elevation with some concrete block and a new garage floor that might do the trick. We'll talk more about that after we check in with Mike Baggerman and the news. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. It's 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Mike Baggerman. Here's the top stories that we're following on this Saturday, July 6th. A Lakeshore Flood Watch continues along the Lake Ontario shorelines until tomorrow afternoon. The high water level is mixed with some winds that are coming out of the northeast. 4th of July in California was marked by a massive earthquake, and last night...
A major earthquake striking the same area where the July 4th quake hit, a magnitude 7.1 jolting Ridgecrest Friday, 2 hours north of Los Angeles. Seismologists say along the same fault line.
The town of Ridgecrest hit again, dealing with gas main breaks and building fires at liquor stores. Bottles are broken all over the floors. Kern County Fire Chief David Witt says they have more resources heading in to be ready for whatever happens.
I am very confident that we can take care of this situation. The people of Kern County should be rest assured that we are taking every action and we have sufficient resources en route to take care of this incident.
There are no reports of any collapsed buildings. People here in Southern California are being warned there will likely be more aftershocks. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Seismologists also say there is a chance in the next few weeks the region could see a bigger quake than the 7.1. California's governor also declaring a state of emergency. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Back here in Western New York, in 30 minutes, the gates will open for the public for the port of call Buffalo at Canalside. The 12 tall ships are docked along Buffalo's waterfront, available for tours and viewings. You will need a ticket in order to get up close to the tall ships. And Harbor Center is also hopping today. It's the 11-day power play. They're in day 2 of 11. Organizers this year hoping to raise $1.6 million in order to fight cancer. Your WBEN First Alert forecast, we do have a thunderstorm that's in the forecast today. In fact, it's already started raining outside of our Amherst studios and across the region as well. High of 83 degrees with humid conditions today. Tonight, a cold front moves in, partly cloudy, low of 66. Tomorrow, it's going to be beautiful, less humid with partial sunshine, a high of 79 degrees. And on Monday, mostly sunny, a high of 81. It's 77 right now in Buffalo. I'm Mike Baggerman, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey folks, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bathroom renovation is in your future. Hello, it's Dominic Cortese here. People love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years now, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City Glass has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now, make sure you look at Basco, the shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom. Make a lasting impression. Call Twin City, 694-3300. That's 694-3300. And make sure you visit the showroom in Willitzer Park. Tell them Dominic sent you. Oh, and by the way, remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Fireworks aren't the only thing to get excited about this weekend. Hey, it's Howard Simon. How about saving up to $8,400 off book value on your next vehicle during Leah Honda's July 4th pre-owned clearance event? You heard right. Savings up to $8,400 off Blue Book value now through Sunday only at Leah Honda. Leah Honda will have over 1,000 high-quality, low-mileage vehicles available, and all will be marked down now through Sunday. Enjoy Leah Honda pricing on these low-mileage vehicles starting as low as $89.95 and savings up to $8,400 off book value. Visit Leah Honda in Williamsville and take advantage of clearance pricing and over 1,000 pre-owned vehicles all ready for delivery with credit specialists on hand to make sure you qualify. Leah Honda representatives will do whatever they can to help you drive home happy. So if you're looking to buy a vehicle this holiday weekend, do not miss this sale at Leah Honda. It all happens now through Sunday during the July 4th pre-owned clearance event at Leah Honda on Transit Road in Williamsville. Leah!
Hey, homeowners, have you noticed that your driveway, patio, or even the concrete around your in-ground pool has started to sink? It looks awful, doesn't it? And honestly, it is a safety hazard too. Hi, it's Dominic Cortese, and I have the most effective way for all of you DIYers out there to fix your concrete slabs without having to do it yourself. A1 Concrete Leveling. Now, A1 uses hydraulic pressure injection to raise your concrete without replacing it. There's so many benefits to using A1. There are no chemicals. You don't have to worry about color matching, and you can use your concrete surface the very same day. I didn't even tell you the best part, though. The cost. You'll save 50 to 70% when you choose A1 Concrete Leveling over replacement. I couldn't be happier with the work they did at my house, so give A1 a call at 341-4550. That's 341-4550 for a free estimate or learn more about the process and savings at A1ConcreteBuffalo.com. A1 Concrete Leveling. We pump it up.
Smoke them if you got them. What can you expect at Blended, Buffalo's premier cigar event? How about 5 premium cigars from the Tinderbox? A free rocks glass with cigar holder. Sampling from great brands like Elijah Craig, Larceny, Rittenhouse, and more. A free Iron Vertigo cigar cutter and branded men's toiletry bag. Full lunch with carving stations. Sessions with CAO Master Blender Ricky Rodriguez and Macanudo's Laurel Tilly. Local celebrities and much more. For tickets and info, go to blendedbuffalo.com.
So you've heard me say about that you keep most of the most valuable and prized possessions in your garage, your car, your bike, some furniture. Yep, they collect all of the dirt and dust that is typically in a garage. Unless you think about transforming it, and a good way to do that is with my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear and a Gorilla Floor. We've got a Gorilla Floor at home. Got a gorilla porch at home, too. It's a state-of-the-art overlay coating with long-lasting durability. It's a beautiful look, easy to maintain, so easy to clean. Gorilla Garage Gear will diamond grind the concrete surface and add a high-tech durable top coat that seals and protects the floor against long-term wear and tear. Gorilla Garage Gear will provide you with a floor that looks gorgeous and won't track dust and dirt into your home. It looks like a new car showroom floor. Gorilla floors can be designed from a wide variety of styles and colors, and each comes with a 15-year warranty. And here's the best part. If you call Joe Afalo today, tell him you listen to Dominic on Hammer Time Radio, he'll give you a $200 discount just for calling him today. 715-6927. That's 715-6927. Tell Joey you want a garage floor like Dominic. That's right, 715-6925. Call, I'm sorry, I said the number wrong. 715-6927, 715-6927. A beautiful new garage floor from Gorilla Garage Gear. Go, go, Gorilla, online at GorillaGarageGear.com. And remember, buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:38 is the time on Hammer Time Radio. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And how are you? 803-0930 as the thunderstorm has just moved by and hopefully will move out of the way in time for our Hollowfest start at noon. Back to the question on the text board, the detached two-car garage leaning. Typically what happens here is landscaping and dirt are added around a garage structure that leads to that moisture absorption into the building materials, leading to the rot, leading then to the start of the lean. Once the lean starts, it could actually get so bad that the garage could collapse. So if it's leaning and still structurally sound other than the lean itself, again, stabilize, elevate, cut the rot out, new plate, block perimeter on a new concrete floor, and yes, you could save that garage. And it can be done, probably cheaper than replacing it. And another big plus is you can repair your garage more safely than you could if you were trying to replace it, because you might run into building code restrictions that would preclude its placement in the exact same spot. So beware of that as well, and look at the repair over the replacement. 803-0930 is the number. We'll get to all your calls here on WBEN. But before we do that, we're going to say good morning to Dean Kroll, and we're going to ask him, where in the world is Dean Kroll today?
Hey, Dominic, good morning.
Good morning.
We are south of Buffalo, as I am in Eden, New York, at one of the Statler Broadway Theater's latest sponsors.
And who is that?
It is the Cutting Block. These folks are a full-service salon and barber located at 8606 South Main Street, or Route 20, in Eden.
Okay. And we're selling the tickets for the big 2018 Ford Mustang drawing coming up in early August. It's a GT350 supplied by West Her. A ticket is $10. Three tickets are $25. Eight for $50, 20 for $100. Dino's selling them right there where he is today. And we're leading up to the big drawing coming up in early August. And, of course, we're raising the funds for the restoration of the Broadway Theater on Broadway, the Statler Broadway Theater, all to support the Western New York media professionals and their efforts to help incubate the media profession for the youth of our community, but also to invigorate them on the attributes of public speaking.
That is correct, Dominic, and it's a wonderful endeavor, and we're looking forward to construction to begin later on this month, as we'll start seeing the facade being taken care of, and afterwards construction, where we're looking at completion somewhere in the 2020 timeframe.
Okay.
They're moving forward.
All right, this 2018 Ford Mustang is well-equipped. It has a 5.2-liter V8 power plant, producing 526 horsepowers, a Brembo front and rear caliper brakes, 6-speed manual transmission, 19-inch carbon fiber wheels, and it includes some racing time. Tell us about that.
That is correct. Folks from the Sports Car Driving Association, these people promote what is called track days. The winner will have an opportunity to visit a few tracks of their choice, whether it be Watkins Glen or Lime Rock Raceway in Connecticut or Thompson Speedway in Connecticut. Well, they'll have an opportunity to drive their Ford Mustang GT350 at one of these historic road courses.
That's amazing. So buy your tickets. Again, we're going to make a big announcement. I believe it's going to be next Saturday as to the time and place of the drawing. We're trying to orchestrate something that hopefully we'll be able to announce next Saturday. Isn't that right?
That is correct. And we're very, very excited about this. We're trying to wrap up some of the preliminaries, and once we do so, we'll make the formal announcement itself.
Okay, but in the meantime, you can buy your tickets either from Dean, where he's at today, or that you could go to the website, which is BroadwayTheater.net, and theater spelled R-E.
Correct, or later on, after I finish up with the cutting block, I'm off to the port of call 12 tall ships that are docked at Canal Side in the Erie Basin Marina, okay, where we are in the Honda Pavilion, which is a little bit off the beaten path, but nonetheless still accessible. It's in the south part of the properties, where we look forward to see everybody that we can possibly see and talk to them about the theater itself.
All right.
In addition to this location, we're going to be at, we sell tickets at Cortese Construction, over on George Urban Boulevard in Depew, also Kitchen World on Transit Road across from Eastern Hills Mall, Quaker Millwork on South Davis Street in the Village of Orchard Park, and then lastly at our headquarters, which is in the Ellicott Square building on the 7th floor under Western New York Media Professionals.
All right, and I should tell our listening audience that Cortese Construction is closed today for the holiday, but we'll be back open next Saturday with tickets and, of course, with our showroom being open as well for your home improvement needs. But in the meantime, next Saturday, the big announcement, hopefully, on where and when we'll be doing the drawing. Dino, thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much, Dom, and appreciate all your support.
Okay, Dean Kroll, Western New York Media Professionals. 803-0930, just got a text. Unfortunately, due to the rain, the Hollowfest opening time has been moved to 4 p.m. 4 p.m. opening time for the Clarence Hollowfest on Main Street. The music doesn't start till 7, so plenty of time for the rain to get out of the way for that with Nerds Gone Wild. 4 p.m., though, is the opening time today for the Hollowfest. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. When we come back, we're going to travel to Kenmore, talk to Chris and to Carol in Tonawanda and David in Lockport and to you right after this. Well, it is summertime, and we are grateful, of course, to finally have summer weather. Been kind of hot, though, huh? Yeah. And you know what they say, with the heat comes the humidity, and with the air conditioning running, the air that's traveling through your ductwork is traveling over the same dirty stuff that's been there all winter long, and with the moisture, it actually clings to all that dirty stuff. Could make you sick, need to get rid of it. How do you do that? Well, the patented column duct cleaning system is the only way to assuredly get the sidewalls of your ductwork thoroughly cleaned. It's blasted off with the column nozzle, and then with negative pressure is sucked out, and then left with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. Happy 4th of July, Mr. Peter Gordon.
Yeah, likewise. Yeah, what a great country we live in, and yeah, thank God for air conditioning, and thank God that we have technology that can create a healthier indoor air environment and help people out, especially those that have some even minor sinus and allergies and asthma, and where then there's worse afflictions, as we know, a compromised immune system by so many things, including, you know, the treatments for cancer.
That's right.
All the good reason why you want to have a thorough duct cleaning, as well as medical-grade air purifiers and dry things up for sure.
All right. So with each and every call that you make to us Saturday mornings, we look forward to not only hearing from you and checking in on how you're doing, but also for that extra special Hammer Time Radio only discount. What's it going to be?
All right. Well, today we have Zach manning the phones. Thank you, Zach, for taking this holiday weekend and covering it. And we still have it amped up. Now we're stretched out a little bit. I think last I left, we were about 2 weeks out, but there could be some. We always keep an emergency opening if you got to get one in sooner. But we're still offering $60 off for a first-time customer, And if you're military, senior, law enforcement, or first responder, mention that as well. And it may or may not, depending on the price of the service. But there's always great deals on this, our medical-grade air purifier. And how's your high-capacity dehumidifier work?
It's running great. Can't wait to report on the electric savings. Don't have the bill yet, but we'll do that as soon as we do. Anyway, looking forward to that. And, of course, to the extra special discounts you will receive only today, Hammer Time Radio discounts. Call 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier
with Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
59 years ago, the cost of carpet was $2.22 a square foot, and there was no such thing as stain-free carpet. 59 years ago, a store named Kenny Carpets was born.
To the Kenny Carpets.
Kenny Carpets, Buffalo's most loved carpet and floor store, is celebrating 59 years of beautifying homes. Since 1960, one floor at a time, Kenny has been serving our community by offering a second-to-none selection of carpets and floors at lower prices than any outlet, any home center, or any big box store. Chances are your flooring, your neighbor's flooring, and their neighbor's flooring was installed by Kenny. You don't get to celebrate a 59th anniversary unless you're that good. Well, for carpets and floors, Kenny is that good. That carpet you paid $2.22 a square foot for 59 years ago is still $2.22. And stain-free carpet has finally arrived. Come celebrate the 59th anniversary of Kenny Carpets and Floors.
To the Kenny Carpets.
Hi, it's Dominic Cortez. You do a lot to your backyard to make it the perfect summer escape. But how do you escape from the mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks? Well, call Mosquito Hunters and let them take back your yard. Mosquito Hunters offers introductory treatments starting at just $39. They can take care of those pesky mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks. They even have organic treatments available. Before your next graduation party, call Mosquito Hunters and take your yard back. Go to mosquitohunters.com to book a free consultation.
Warm weather is here, and you'll find just what you need for your outdoor projects at ABC Hardware and Rental. ABC can help you take the hard work out of yard work because they rent tools and equipment that make gardening and landscaping easier. ABC has all the supplies you'll need to get the job done right, plus friendly service and expert answers to your questions. You can green up your lawn by renting easy-to-use spreaders, aerators, and dethatchers, and tackle other projects with professional quality tillers and trimmers, chainsaws, and stump grinders. So roll up your sleeves and head to your nearest ABC location, or check out their website at abcwny.com. When you rent the right equipment, your summer cleanup can be as easy as ABC. At 3336 Bailey Avenue and 753 Broadway. Call 803-7000 to reserve your rental needs.
ABC is number one.
Bob Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Did you know that you could build a fire pit? Very easy to do with the Unilock products available at Scranton City Builders and United Materials. Last night was the ideal night for an outdoor fire. It was just wonderful. There was no wind. It was warm. The fire, you could set at a lower setting with a gas attachment or burn a log just to set the mood. It's a great way to use your backyard. A little bit later into the evening, you could add that instant charm and appeal to your backyard with a welcoming fire pit from Unilock. Each fire pit comes with a kit in order to provide you with the easiest installation and a variety of stone options to match your existing patio. Whether you're building a new patio or adding to an existing one, a Sunset Fire Pit from Unilock and Scranton Surrey Builders and United Materials will be the ultimate gathering spot. Head in to Scranton Surrey Builders or United Materials today and check out the Sunset Fire Pit Kit. It's a great way to get that backyard used a little bit later into the evening and add some real charm to your backyard. A great conversation pit to bring people outside into the evening hours. A Sunset Fire Pit Kit available at Scranton Surrey Builders and United Materials. Scranton's, of course, is on Walden Avenue, east of Transit Road in Depew. United Materials on Young Street, right at the Colvin exit of the 290. Both locations have everything you need for the Sunset Fire Pit Kit. Tell them Dominic sent you in. Check them out online at unitedmaterialsllc.com. You can see the Sunset Fire Pit by going to unilock.com as well. Oh, and remember, to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:52 is the time on Hammer Time Radio. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. We're going to get through all the calls right here, right now on WBEN. Just got a text that the rain has pushed our opening to 4 o'clock for the Hollow Fest, and the donut eating contest, unfortunately, is canceled. So we won't really know how well we would have done with how many donuts someone could have eaten until next year when we hopefully bring that idea back. But the Hollow Fest is a delayed start today till 4 o'clock this afternoon. You can win a 2019 Porsche 718 Boxster, a Macan, or $45,000 in cash. Only 4,000 tickets are sold. The time is running by for you to purchase these tickets. The drawing date is August the 5th at 8 p.m. at the Taste of Clarence. I will be the MC for the big drawing. The tickets are $50 each, three for $100. You can buy them online. Clarence Rotary Raffle.com. That's Clarence Rotary Raffle.com. Buy your tickets today and let them know that you want to be part of this big fundraiser for Clarence Rotary Foundation, which, by the way, we're building a veterans memorial in the Clarence Town Park. 2019 Porsche 718 Boxster Macan or $45,000 in cash could be yours. Clarence Rotary Raffle.com. To Kenmore we go. And good morning, Chris. You're on WBEN. Thanks for your patience.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So that's funny. You can't eat donuts in the rain?
Yeah, well, I guess so.
I think you gain less weight that way.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's raining, so that means the weather side basement wall will be wet again after just drying after about the 2 months or so of rain. I don't know if this is a problem. Had the grading checked.
This is inside your basement that you have this water?
Pardon?
You have water in the basement.
No, just the wall gets wet, all the dark spots on it.
The wall itself gets wet. You don't see water collecting anywhere.
Correct.
Okay. So this is a result of water permeation coming through the wall. It could be from improper drainage outside.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely look at your downspouts, your landscape bedding. You want to try and create as much drainage away from the house as possible. So your gutter should be piped well away from the house. And a conductor system would be ideal to be able to transfer that water away from the house as far as possible.
Okay. So should I have that looked at by somebody? Or?
You could have it looked at by a water drainage contractor, a drain tile contractor. Mm-hmm. Another tip.
Okay.
Some of the things I mentioned are common sense to you could do on your own. Another thing I can tell you is you could damp proof the basement walls with dry lock from UGL. That's a great way to help create a barrier so the moisture can't get through. But you want to do everything you can to dissuade the water from congregating around the basement walls.
Okay, and the dry lock, but doesn't it just stay behind the dry lock?
Well, it will help prevent the moisture from coming through, but it's not going to stop the water from getting there. So you need to do what you can to stop the water from coming through the wall by checking the perimeter drainage of the house.
So that's the goal. You don't want the water on the inside of the wall?
Exactly. The downspouts, the landscaping, all of these things contribute to the problem that you're having. So check those first. And again, common sense part of it, landscape bedding should be tapered away from the house, no low spots. The downspout should be piped away from the house, no congregating of water right at the downspout terminus. It should be piped well away in a conductor line or an extended line that brings the water as far away from the house as you can get it.
All righty.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, Chris, thanks for your call.
Bye.
And we move next to Tonawanda and say hello to Carol. Hi, Carol. You're on WBEN.
Hi. Good morning. Here's another water problem.
Okay.
I'm finding that water is entering my dryer.
Really?
Don't know how it's coming in.
Okay, we should look at how the dryer is vented.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know? Pardon me?
Through the foundation.
Okay, does it go down and then out?
It goes up.
Okay, if it's going up, then I can understand how water could get in.
Oh.
Because...
a porch. There's a porch floor, and I don't know how it's getting in.
Yeah. If the line goes up and not down, then anything that is water, wind-driven, could enter the cap, the terminus of the dryer vent line, okay, and enter the dryer vent line, and then easily travel down that into the dryer.
Mm-hmm. That's what
So we need to look at either rerouting that,
mm-hmm,
where it's downward trended as opposed to upward, or a different style cap that doesn't allow for the rain to enter.
Is it dangerous?
Yes, it could very well be. What, do you have a gas or electric dryer?
It's a gas.
Yeah, I wouldn't want water in the dryer at any cost, regardless of whether it was gas or electric.
Who would repair something like that?
Well, first we have to think about how we're going to route this, if we're going to change its direction.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, we need to look, if we can't change the direction, we need to look at a better way to cap that vent line so that water can't get into it. I'm thinking of a bigger shroud. That's maybe, is this on the front of your house?
In the back.
Okay, so we don't have to worry necessarily on what it looks like. So a bigger shroud that may be something that a heating contractor might have to actually fabricate in order for us to ensure that we don't have that wind-driven rain entering into that cap.
Do you do such work?
No, we don't, unfortunately, but... we could orchestrate that through our handyman service, but you may want to navigate this on your own and just go to a heating contractor and see if they could fabricate a shroud for you that's going to protect that cover from getting that wind-driven rain from entering it.
A heating contract rather than a plumber?
Yes, because they may have to fabricate this out of sheet metal.
Okay.
All right?
Good. Thank you.
Okay, good luck with that, Carol.
Thank you.
All right. To Lockport next, and David, hello. You're on WBEN.
Hey, Dominic. I'm redoing the insulation in the basement, the floor joist and boxes.
Okay.
And by the way, I'm using R38. I assume that's more than enough.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm seeing some heavy electrical cables running through, and they're not used anymore, and I got the feeling I know why, but I thought I'd ask. They're 6-gauge, 3-conductor with ground, and they're aluminum.
Oh.
Now, is that against code, as in I should rip them out, or could they be useful later?
Are they live at all?
No, they're taped and they're unhooked from the panel. So I'm wondering, I can't even figure out what they were used for, but are they no good because they're aluminum?
Well, yeah, you know, we've gotten away from aluminum wiring for a lot of good reasons. And if they're not connected to anything, then you could very well just rip them out.
Just rip them out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
If they're not connected to anything, that's a safe way to dispose of them. They're not going to do any harm or foul if you left them in. You could piece the insulation around it, but I'd rather get a tighter fitting insulation by removing them. Hey, great questions today. We'll see you at 4 o'clock at the Hollowfest. Have a great week in the meantime. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch. It's a cinch.